Interviewing a mother from Jana Finch, whose house was raided by the police, whose family was beat and terrorized for nothing. So stay tuned. And as always, we bring in your local talent from here in Toronto tonight. We got new Rafif Zayeda, we got Wasun, and before all that, we got Unknown Misery. This is Pump Your Fist. Radio Basic CHRY 105.5, bringing you Toronto's finest every week. That was Toronto's own Unknown Misery. That was Pump Your Fist. Radio Basics, we back for another week. Launching right into local news. TTC announces yet another fare hike. In the new year, Torontonians will be paying $3 a pop for a regular cash fare to ride the TTC and a whopping $126 to buy the Metro Pass. In 1992, an adult in Toronto would have paid $43.20 for a monthly pass when the fare stood at $2. In 2001, the price of the Metro Pass had more than doubled to $93.50, and as of 2010, at $126, that'll be a 300% increase in the price of the Metro Pass in less than 20 years. TTC officials argue that they need to raise a $100 million budget shortfall for the next year. Perhaps one place to start would be by cutting Toronto's massively swollen police budget, which now stands at almost $900 million a year. Last year in December 2008, Toronto police officers received a 10% pay jump in their salary. In 2004, when Miller came to power, the police budget stood at under $700 million. So it's not hard to see how at least some of the reasons why we have massive budget shortfalls in this city. That's over $200 million more to the police during over the course of Miller's time. In federal news, tree planters in New Brunswick were doused with chemicals from a helicopter, and they are now fighting back. On September 4th, people working in the woods of northern New Brunswick, including more than 50 women doing tree planting, were doused with chemicals from a helicopter, spraying the public forest to kill the hardwoods for a softwood plantation. Betty St. Pierre, a spokeswoman for the group of people who said they were sprayed, says people were told to evacuate the area in Kedgwick because of imminent spraying. But the spraying began before they had the chance to leave. According to St. Pierre, tree planters experienced runny eyes, sore throats, and nausea after being sprayed by the herbicide. One man reported that fish in the streams were killed after spraying. Quote, "It is not normal to do that to the forest. We can prove we are sick because of the spraying, but cancer and pesticides have been linked in the past. People are starting to question why so many people in our community in northern New Brunswick have cancer and rare forms of cancers," said St. Pierre. In late January, the province of New Brunswick announced a new plan for the forest that would allow the area of plantations on public lands to increase to 28%. Plantations currently represent 10% of public forest. Over half of the forest in New Brunswick is designated crown land. This is land that has never been actually ceded by Indigenous peoples. That was a story, and that story was from DominionPaper.ca. In international news, as an official U.S. Air Force document confirms the claims of Latin American governments that the U.S. will be using its access to Colombian military bases to launch attacks against Latin American countries and peoples opposed to U.S. imperialism. The Department of the U.S. Air Force document reads that the U.S. bases in Colombia will provide an opportunity for conducting full-spectrum operations throughout South America, a critical subregion of our hemisphere where security and stability is under constant threat from narcotics-funded terrorist insurgencies and anti-U.S. governments, unquote. That was the U.S. Air Force document. It is a poorly kept secret that U.S. government agencies are essential in propping up the drug trade in Latin America, especially the cocaine trade in Colombia. But as much as they try to hide their war on the Latin American people behind their so-called war on drugs, the new pro-people movements and governments in Latin America today are exposing America's designs. On October 30th, the Colombian government signed over the right of U.S. use of 7 military bases, a move that President Chavez of Venezuela called Colombia becoming a new colony of the U.S. Bolivarian revolutionaries across Latin America can now see that the United States, under the pro-war president Barack Obama, has taken measures to position itself for future wars against Latin America. In other international news, on November 1st, the Nepali Maoists have declared the beginning of their insurrectionary launch for people's power and civilian supremacy. The widely popular Unified Communist Party of Nepal Maoists declared its two-week program of mass actions, strikes, blockades, and the declaration of independent republics after the main opposition parties of Nepal's Constitutional Assembly made the unconstitutional move to block the Maoists and to remove the head of the army. The Maoists attained the largest block of seats in the assembly in the April 2008 Constituent Assembly elections, the first ever democratic elections in the country. The Maoists, widely backed by the people and with nearly 100% support in the countryside, were the main force in overthrowing what was the world's oldest monarchy. But with the structure of the army remaining unchanged, after agreeing to participate in elections and winning, the people in the Maoists learned that change was not possible by parliamentary means. The other main parties are backed by American imperialism and India and do not want to see the people of Nepal have control over their country. Earlier this year, Maoist Prime Minister Prachanda exercised his right to remove the head of the army, but was blocked by unconstitutional forces. Prachanda then resigned after it was demonstrated that the parliament was not a means to change for the people. Since then, the Maoists have been making street preparations for a popular takeover and the overthrow of the corrupt foreign-backed state forces. Since their declaration on November 1st, the Maoists have begun training their thousands of members of the Young Communist League in combat operations and have declared at least one autonomous federal state in the eastern mountainous region of Nepal. Meanwhile, the anti-Maoist parties have placed the police and military on high alert. It is believed that these parties could be preparing a coup and a massacre. The difference between Nepal and other places where such coups have been carried out in the past, such as Honduras more recently, or such as the coup in Chile in 1973, is that the Nepali people have been armed by the Maoists and are prepared to fight back. Until now, the Maoists have remained maintained peaceful protests in their countrywide two-week plan of actions. And now, before we move on to a commercial break, let's just check out another track. The next track is off of Toronto's own spoken word poet Rafif Zayeda's new album. The album, I'm actually not sure the name, but the track is called... One second. The track is called Supposed To. And this track is going out to all the living caregivers and temporary foreign workers out there. Across the country, in Toronto, many women, all the women who are raising children who are not their own, while their own children are either back in their own countries or back at home without a parent to raise them. This is Supposed To by Rafif Zayeda.
My children are always expecting me. My children are always expecting me or preparing their goodbyes. They're preparing their goodbyes. A soothing hug in the shadow of empty stomachs. Who will feed them tonight? Who will feed my children tonight while I prepare meals for strangers' children? And I'm supposed to clean your house, madam. And I'm supposed to love your children, madam. And I'm supposed to always thank you, madam. And thank God for letting me find you, madam. Want me to bow down, back bent over brown. Want me to bow down, back bent over brown. Lucky to be out of my debt into your servitude. Will you give me back my passport, madam? Will you give me back my passport, madam? And I'm supposed to clean your house, madam. And I'm supposed to love your children, madam. And I'm supposed to always thank you, madam. And thank God for letting me find you, madam. And I'm supposed to keep my place in this world. I'm supposed to keep my place in this world by your feet with all my aching body parts and give you the last seconds of my day and my last thoughts at night. And I'm supposed to be careful. I'm supposed to be careful to not let my words slip. Hold them back with a smile and stretch that smile far enough to take me back to my children. Hold them back with a smile and nod at everything you say, madam. I'm supposed to clean your house, madam, and I'm supposed to love your children, madam. And I'm supposed to always thank you, madam, and thank God. Thank God for letting me find you, madam, and finding my place in this world. Your rules, they keep changing day to day, so that I never know what I did wrong. I never know what, why I did wrong to ask for a few hours of free time. Just a few hours of free time to go shopping for my children, madam. They are waiting for me back home, madam, and I just wanted to buy a new shirt for my daughter. Madam, I just wanted to buy a new shirt for my 3-year-old, madam, and I'm supposed to clean your house, madam, and love your children. Always thank you, always bow down and thank you, Lord, for letting me find you. But just make sure, madam, please, madam, just make sure that you watch your back, madam. Because us armies of brown, we do know our place. We do know our place. And there will come a time, madam, when you have to clean your own crap, madam, and pay back for your crime of separating I from my child, madam. So watch your back, madam, because I am not supposed to clean your house, and I'm not supposed to love your children, and I am not supposed to thank you. And if God was around, why is he making me your servant, madam? Thank you, madam, and watch your back, madam, with love from back home.
Your community radio,
CHRY 105.5.
Radio Basics, and we're back. And now for our feature of the evening, which we call Tonight's Your Lucky Night, exploring the reality of Toronto police raids in poor and working class areas. In the early morning of Sunday, November 1st, armed police officers of 31 Division conducted a raid on 40 Turfgrass Way, apartment 113, in a TCHC complex in the Jane and Finch area. That night, 18-year-old Brandon Miller, his 14-year-old sister Shaquelle Miller, along with their mother Doralee Miller, were brutally assaulted and left feeling terrorized by the unannounced and violent search for guns in their home, in which nothing was found and no charges were laid. This is what Brandon Miller had to say about the incident when he was interviewed by Basics correspondent Wasun.
While I was sleeping, I heard a Doralee dealing with us like we're animals. Came in my house. 1 o'clock in the morning, while I was sleeping, I heard the door kick open, like, and I got up to make sure my mom and my sister were safe. And by the time I got into my mother's room, police are in there dragging around her and my little sister. You know, like, my sister is 14 years old, and my mom could barely even walk on her own. So, like, when I seen that, that made me feel, like, very intimidated in a way, like, and angry at the same time. I didn't have a chance to even open my mouth and ask them what they were doing. They threw me on the bed. I wasn't resisting arrest at all. They're punching me like I was beaten for no reason at all. I was complying with everything they asked. They asked if there are any weapons in the house. I told them there was no weapons, no drugs, anything. They're breaking out holes in my house, flipping over like my couch, just turning out the bottom of my couch. Cool. Like, basically when they were done, like, you couldn't even tell, like, that someone actually lives inside this apartment. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And, like, all they could say is, well, you guys are lucky that we didn't find anything.
Like, tonight is their lucky night.
I had to ask them, like, I don't have no weapons charges in my name. Like, it's not like I'm a gangster. There's no, like, bloods affiliated in my house or anything like that. So why was all that called for? They must have got a tip or something. Like, I don't understand. Like, I just feel very, very, very disrespected.
That was Brandon Miller being interviewed by Basics correspondent Wasun. Over the course of the last few years, poor and working class Torontonians have been victim to many police raids on their communities and homes. Malvern, Galloway, Jamestown, Ardwick, Regent Park, just to name a few. Last year, in February and March 2008, through a number of major raids, Toronto police arrested some 300 people in the downtown Eastside area of Church and Seton for alleged prostitution, drugs, and so-called aggressive panhandling. Most of the arrested were homeless people being swept up in the city's efforts to socially cleanse the downtown east side as it prepares a way for gentrification. Many of these raids turn up nothing but people's lives and their homes, leaving them violated and terrorized. For instance, in 2005, during Project Flicker, over 300 cops stormed Ardwick Boulevard, arresting some 50 young black men, claiming that they were all members of the Ardwick Bloods. 3 years later, most of these youth had their charges dropped or were found innocent of the alleged crimes. But in the mind of the public, what remains are countless images of tens and hundreds of young black men being shipped away in police vans. The public never comes to know of how many of these youth are innocent or what their families experience in the course of such raids. And the normalization of the image of the young black man as the criminal stays in the minds of the public, which is misinformed. On the line with us tonight is Doralee Miller, mother of Brandon Miller, whose voice was heard in the clip above. Ms. Miller, thank you for joining us on Radio Basics here tonight.
You're welcome.
Please tell us, Ms. Miller, what exactly happened on the early morning of Sunday, November 1st?
Well, I was lying in my bed Sunday night on the 1st of November. I couldn't sleep. I don't know why. And I lied on here and I said, Lord, help me to sleep. And in the 1 o'clock hours, just as my eyes start to doze off, I hear something go boom. And by the time I hear something go boom, and I jump off my bed to go look what happened, before I even turn the corner to go to the staircase, there is two big heavy gun in my face. The officer say, back up, back up, back up. So I back and come in my room. My son was lying on my bed, clinging on to his sister. And his sister clinging on to him because they don't know what's going on. And by the time the police get in my room, one of them start to punch my son. I try to get in between and tell him, no, he can't do that. And I keep asking, what's going on? What's going on? You can't do that. They said, oh, we're under investigation. And he shoved me in the dress room. By the time he shoved me in the dress room, next one of them pulled me outside, out of my room. And put on handcuffs on my hand. I said, no, you can't do this because I'm sick with my back and my foot is sick. Because I have screws in my back and I have an ulcer on my foot. I said, no, you can't do this. My back is sick and my foot is sick. He didn't care about that. He just dropped the handcuff on my hand and dragged me down the stairs. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Around 5 minutes after that, they bring down my 14-year-old daughter. But in handcuff. But they didn't bring down my son. And I never see no search warrant. The only thing they said, I'm under investigation. While I'm downstairs on the couch, I hear my son cry out one time. And I never hear him again. And there is nothing I could do. And I keep asking them, what's going on? What's going on? You guys say you have search warrant and I can't see no search warrant. They say, oh, you get the search warrant in time. They never bring down my son until when they almost finished what they were doing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
After they finished what they were doing, they give me the search warrant and turned to us and said, oh, tonight is your lucky night.
Tonight is your lucky night.
Yeah.
After they stormed into your house.
After they stormed into my house.
Did they knock before they entered?
No, they didn't. Because if they'd knock, I would hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They didn't. And if they have a search warrant, they're supposed to knock your door, not kick up your door. I'm not a criminal. I'm not a criminal. And they're supposed to show me the first warrant, the search warrant in the first place. Right? But they didn't do that.
So what justification did they provide you with for entering your home?
They said I'm under investigation.
And that was it?
And that was it.
And what did this raid turn up?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't find anything in my house. Because if they didn't find anything in my house, I don't know what would they do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if I was here, they take me downstairs. And after they take me downstairs, I don't know what they do to my son.
What did they do to your son while they had them?
Monday morning when I wake up, the left side of my son's cheek, right at the bone here, right between his eyes and his ear temple, the whole of there was swollen. And the right side of his face over here beside his eyes from his forehead come down was red like I can see the blood just standing up there.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lick in his back that he never knew about. From the gun angle, you could see it when the guy come here on Tuesday to take the picture. It was there Tuesday, just standing out just like that. And I didn't even see it because he didn't know that he get that lick.
Mm-hmm.
Because he come like that and knocked him out first before they do that. And those are things that not supposed to go on, not because I'm poor.
Mm-hmm.
When they were bringing out my daughter out the room, my daughter said, Mommy, when I was coming out, I saw Brandon lying down on the floor with his eyes closed like he was knocked out or something. And when I hear him scream out that one time, I never hear him again. Until when they bring him downstairs after they almost finish.
Mm-hmm. Has this happened in your community before, or has this happened to your family before?
This never happened to my family before.
Mm-hmm.
But I can remember a time. When in last year, I was home, and I go buy a jacket to wear, go to church. And that day I was here, and Brandon was in his room all day. And in the night, there was three police come and knock my door. I asked them what they want. They say, oh, Brandon is under investigation for robbery. I say, how could Brandon under investigation for robbery? And he never leave my house for the whole day. They come in, they said they want to search. I have nothing to hide, so I let them in and they come and search. Right? In the long run, they take my jacket that I went to go buy to wear to church and say, that's the jacket that Brandon go do robbery in. I said, no, this is my jacket. I said, you know what? This is bullshit and I'm going to call 31 Division. Because what you guys doing is harassing people. And by the time I said that, the three officers are at my house. They meet my son out on the street and they plant drugs in him and they bring him, they lock him up. And when I go there to bail him.
They did this that time?
After that.
After that.
When I go there to bail him. When the duty counselor get up and read out the statement that the police write and send in with his arrest. The judge let the duty counselor go over the statement three times because she couldn't understand it. And after that, the judge come down off her stand and talk to my son and tell my son say he need to cut his hair and change his clothes that he's wearing because the police target him. And if he don't do something, something bad gonna happen. So they didn't even, you know, the duty counselor helped me to bail him.
So the hold, was this the judge or the duty counsel?
The judge come down and talk to him and tell him that, and which is the first time I see something like that.
The judge tried to give your son a lesson about how to dress so that the police wouldn't intimidate him.
Yeah.
There you have it. There you have it, Toronto. That's right. That's
which is the first time I see something like that. So you know what the police them doing out there? They're here to serve and protect. And what they're doing, they're serving and abusing. And they're using the power because they're working with the government. They're using that power to intimidate people, which they're not supposed to do that.
Why do you think it is that your family was targeted? Or why do you think it is that you, being in your community, are being targeted? Why did this happen to your family?
I really don't know why. I don't know why it's going on. Might be because I don't keep my mouth shut or something, because I remember when I just moved come here. I was going through my gate one day to go call my daughter over by her friend's house. And when I go through my gate, I saw one police car in the back out there with this guy. Two police officers there tried to skyfall the guy. So I call out to them and I say, hey, you can't deal with people, kids like that, because there's somebody kids just like you. And one of the officers get up same time and said, oh, it's okay. We just take a gun off him so you can go your way now. Because they show me the gun, I go my way. But because I did ball out before, everybody come down, right? So when everybody come down now, it's like a whole lot of police car come out there. So everybody out there started to say, how come so much officers come down for just one guy?
Mm-hmm.
You know? After that, there were this one guy stand up over there, close to the bar. The officer was in front of me, and he was over there, and I was over at my gate. And after that, I don't know what the guy said. I didn't hear what the guy said, but the guy said something. And after the guy says something, one of the officers walk over to him and grab him. I shove him on the car, and then this woman officer, they have a little black something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was. And after the officer shove him on the car, the woman officer walk over and start to hit him with it. So I said, no, you guys are doing something wrong. You guys can't do this because these are here to serve and protect, and this is abuse because the guy didn't do nothing. And the guys there crying out that he didn't do nothing. And he tried to wrestle from them and get away. And by the time he get away and run off, one of the officers push his foot and trip him and he fall on the ground. And by the time he go on the ground, two of them jump on him. And they start to beat him. Which I see that didn't call for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I talk all about it. And after that, they take him and they didn't put him in the cruiser. They put him in an undercover car and they bring him away.
Sister, it sounds like you're the one who is actually doing the serving and protecting in your community.
Couple of weeks after that,
mm-hmm.
his girlfriend called me and tell me that, oh, after they take him from here, they take him and they beat him and lick out his teeth and then charge him for assault. They didn't want me to come in and give statement in court, but the same day that he have his case, I couldn't go because that's the same day that I supposed to go do surgery on my back.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the lawyer machine and I leave a message on his machine and I said, if you guys are calling me about the one with the gun, I have nothing to do with that, but the other one that the police then beat and charged for assault, that was wrong and they're not supposed to do that, you know. I don't know if that's the reason why they targeted my kids or what.
Some people may be wondering, is it that your son has some kind of criminal past that the police have targeting him? Why is this happening?
The only problem my son have, he used to get in problem in school.
Mm-hmm.
Because he have a bad temper. He used to get it. I'm not saying he doesn't have a record. He have a record from school.
From school.
But not from no weapon or no drugs or nothing out on the street.
Mm-hmm. Which thousands...
And
you know what? Given the Safe Schools Act that was passed in Toronto schools, in Ontario schools, you know, many kids have had problems in schools, but so it doesn't sound like anything was done to, I mean, nothing could justify the kind of abuse that your family faces.
Nothing justifies what they do. What they're doing, they're here to serve and protect, not to serve and abuse. Mm-hmm. And like I said, what they're doing is wrong, because say somebody have a record and they're going after that person, mm-hmm. right? As long as they hold the person, they have no reason to brutalize the person.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
There was no fuss put up inside your house?
No.
Right?
No fuss at all, because we didn't know what was going on.
How many police officers, armed police officers, filled your house?
My house was full of police. You could hardly find space in my living room to walk. And they were upstairs and they were out in my backyard with dog. I turned to the officer. I said, you mean on to bring a dog come to my house? The officer said to me, they're not going to come inside, so it's okay.
So, you know, despite
how they how they come in my house? They didn't come like they were coming for just one person. They're coming like they're going to make a big drug raid.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They come in my house like they're going to make a big drug raid. Mm-hmm. Because me as a woman, going to my stairs to go find out what's going on, and when I look, I saw two big Aver guns pointing up in my face.
Mm-hmm.
There's no justification for that. And if I wasn't here, if they do that to my kid while I was here, what would they have done?
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't home, what would they have done?
We don't want to imagine, because, you know, here at Radio Basics and Basics Free Community Newsletter, we've published a lot of stories, you know, about what happens to people when their houses get raided like this. And I have to tell you, for every one that we've published, there's been so many more people who haven't had the courage to come out and speak like you
have. I'm going to speak, you know, because what they do is wrong. What they do is wrong. What they do was wrong, and they didn't even have the decency when they were leaving to say, oh, sorry. They turn around and say, tonight is your lucky night.
Tonight's your lucky night.
I asked the officer, who's going to fix my door lock? Oh, bring it to your property manager. I must take the search warrant to my property manager, and them supposed to fix the lock.
And what about the rest of your house? What kind of condition was your house left in?
They fling out all of my clothes, them and stuff like that on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, they just go through and just pull out everything.
Completely violated.
I was shaking like crazy. They put a handcuff on me upstairs, and after they take me downstairs, they removed the handcuff and put on the next one. I said, so what the cause for this? Why are you taking off one and putting on the next one? Oh, they have to remove that one. And that's the same thing they do to my 14-year-old daughter. They didn't even know how old my daughter was, because after they bring me downstairs, one of the officers come downstairs and said, oh, there is a little 12-year-old girl upstairs. They didn't even know how old my daughter was. And they slap on handcuff on her just the same. Like whosoever live here is some criminal or something. Mm-hmm. I never have a police record from the DI bond.
And yet this is how they treat you and your family. How is your family doing right now? How are they doing today?
Seriously, right now, I hardly can sleep at night because I'm listening for them to come back. Honestly. I was shaking, like when the wind blowing the leaf on the tree out there. That's how I was shaking. I don't know how my daughter is handling it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she hasn't said anything to me from the happen. But, you know, they're going to try to keep it to themselves and don't want nobody to know what's going on inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dora Lee Miller, you know, we could say that we at Radio Basics and Basics Free Community Newsletter, we're going to do everything we can to get your story out there. This is why we exist. We know that this is the way the Toronto Police operates in our experience and our history.
But if they're going to operate like that, how do they expect people to catch them? Seriously. They are here to serve and protect. And when they go outside and deal with people those way and leave fear inside of people, when you go out on the street, you know, because I tell myself, if I'm going out on the street and somebody attack me out there, and if I supposed to call a police officer, I would deal with it myself. Because them same one can come kill me and tell me I'm good and talk it. So when they reach, I dead before they reach.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Because that's not the way how you deal with people.
They ask our trust. They beg of our trust. They demand of our trust. But nonetheless, we can see for ourselves how the Toronto Police acts in this city, right?
That's not the way you deal with people.
Yep. Well, sister, just to let you know, once again, Basics will be here for you. We will be in touch with you. Thank you so much for being on Radio Basics here tonight. And if anything else happens, if they should come back, if they should do this again, then you can be sure that we will be there. We'll be recording it. We'll be here putting your voice over the airwaves, because now that you've spoken out, we have to make sure, and other people of Toronto, especially those listening, need to make sure that when they see things like this happen, they speak out.
What I want to know. Mm-hmm. Why do they have to go out and target single parents? Not because we're poor, and not because we don't have a job. It doesn't mean that we don't try to do the best for our kids to keep them off the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government put ideas in the kids' them head. And they don't listen to their parents, but they rule to their parents because they feel if they go out on the street, they're going to get help. But the youth of today, they don't realize that the government putting them out there as target for the police. That's exactly what's going on. Because they're going to tell them, oh, if your parents try to scold you, you don't have to listen. You can get help out there. And when they go out there to go get the help, there's nothing out there. So they turn to something else. And while they turn to something else, then them is right there in the police hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're not out there, the police, they can't have a job. The youth them nowadays need to smarten up. And that's what I tell my son every day.
Mm-hmm. No, you're pointing out something very important. It's a trap. You know, a lot of these youth,
it's
are,
a trap.
They
it's
walk
a
right into a trap.
They walk right into the trap. They walk right into the trap. I sit on the other day listening to news that what they passed in law that when a kid reached 13-year-old, it's okay for them to go there and have sex as long as the partner know that they're gonna have sex with is the same age. Now what kind of law you set down for your kid for the kids to listen to their parents? Mm-hmm. When they wanna go there and do stuff like that, the parents can't talk to them, and when the parents try to take control now, then they end up on the street. And when they end up on the street, there is no help there. So they turn to something else. And when they turn to something else, the police is right there just to guard them.
Mm-hmm.
The youth need to smarten up nowadays.
Or we can look at the situation with so many youth being kicked out of school, so many youth who cannot find a job, who then have to turn to other alternatives.
That's the whole point.
Right? Yeah.
That's the whole point, because once they end up with a police record, they can't find a job.
And then it's perpetual. And then they're driven into the drug economy. But
that's why you find so much crime.
Yeah.
And where these kids are getting their gun and their drugs from, it's coming from a bigger source.
Exactly. And those sources are never raided.
They never reveal.
No.
Never reveal. They're the one that putting things in the youth, them hands out there. You understand? And lots of people know this, but nobody want to stand up. Nobody want to stand up and protect their kids. God bless me with 5 kids. And that for show me how much God love me, because he give me something to look forward to. And I have to protect my kids then. I'm not going to throw them out on the street so they can use them as any target or anything.
Well, God bless your family, you, Dorley Miller, your son, your daughter, and everybody else. And again, as we say, Radio Basics and Basics will be here with you. We'll continue to follow your story, and we'll be in touch. Thank you so much for being on the line with us tonight, Dorley Miller.
Thank you.
That was Dorley Miller. Her house was raided in the Jane Finch area on November 1st. The police turned up nothing except the family and left them with terror. Before we go to a commercial break, let's go to a track. This track is called Born Into Oppression. It's by Wasson. He also visited the family last week and interviewed them. Born Into Oppression by Wasson.
A single parent. So I cook for kids in the kitchen, like youth pigeons, so they grow healthy with wisdom. Two sons for revolution, fun and religion. Soldiers like women with children, living in prison. No CAS visits, locked down with precision. Oppression and conditions breed more resistance. Skip a generation, they'll succeed on the mission. Maybe not, probably end up dead or in prison. On the outside, genocide, party bullshitting. Like it's 94 and Biggie still living. With pimps and grimy whores, is this really living? I'd rather sleep with the dead. No, it really isn't. Daisy's popping up by my head, watching television. We're being watched by the feds, call it devil vision. Look around, wipe my forehead, hell is dripping with sweat, blood, and tears. These fellow snitches.
Black woman, born into oppression. Black children, born into oppression. Crack dealing, born into oppression. Blacks killing, born into oppression. Black woman, born into oppression. Black children, born into oppression. Crack dealing, born into oppression. Blacks killing, born into oppression.
The Wild Wild West really doesn't make no sense. Like going from owning property to more rent, with 80 bodies in the hood filled with more lead. The property value go from dollars to more cents. People moving out, houses selling out for less. Every time bodies drop from bullets and more stress. In Oakwood there's no rats, mice is a rodent. But women, low income families, no men. 10 bars, 20 after hours, hoes bent. A few bloods, proletarians and more dreads. Hustling for a cooked food before bed. Half a grade 10 in the street for more bread. Hard dough, only middle pieces, no ends. Gunning like Middle East, turning up more dead. Students need to go back to school for more creds. Get a job, grind, make it difficult for feds.
Black woman, born into oppression. Black children, born into oppression. Crack dealing, born into oppression. Blacks killing, born into oppression. Black woman, born into oppression. Black children, born into oppression. Crack dealing, born into oppression. Blacks killing, born into oppression.
I'm built with Quan J, he a modern C-H-E. Gorilla on the strip, war with T-A-V. Gorillas in the mist, we must be crazy. Preparing the poor to go to war with ladies and gentlemen who own property on Bay Street. With underdogs who won't live to see 18. From the rock in a hard place like the 80s. When rank and file workers sunk way deep in recession. 82 can take these cracking weapons. 101 pay me the message. Reagan propaganda they screen through TVs from Transformers to 18. 20 years later, our nightmare they dream. The war on drugs, things not what they seem. A war on thugs that began in 83 to lock a whole generation up from 18 to 31 and build more jails to make cream. They put every cell block to work in 18s. Yearly salary, overtime, less than 8 G's. Get the picture? Von Rhodes salute, say cheese.
Black woman, born into oppression. Black children, born into oppression. Crack dealing, born into oppression. Blacks killing, born into oppression. Black woman, born into oppression. Black children, born into oppression. Crack dealing, born into oppression. Blacks killing, born into oppression.
Now what I spit, it's medicine for the sick. An attempt to get a grip before it all starts to slip. To be the call and response from the bottomless pit. I remain nonchalant when the drama get thick. The last call, falling at my palm in a fist. The most common misperception is this. Drop a tape, rock a show, sign a line, hit the road, hit some hoes. Videos, next you know, you'll be balling and shit. But you'll be calling it quits when all the cards start to fall in the ditch. Cause temptation is so hard to resist. No, there's no such thing as an unjustified existence. Except perhaps a few thousand rappers in this business. Finish what I start, scientifically, strategically, specifically addressing the oblivion we living in. My brethren and sister, and I'm speaking, are you listening? Freedom in a prison by the television images.
if you let it instead get affected by your habitat. Ask a few questions, quit a few bad habits, and after that handle this. Similar to how Xavier McDaniel did in 86. We're talking just a little less shit, and lately been mindful of the babies, I admit. But at nighttime I sit serenaded by the blues of a skyline you reminded me of a time when the old was new. And I spark a fire for the cold in the dark. Peace and war both pumping soul in my heart. And no, they can't keep what they stole from the art. And they love to see beef cause it throws us apart. More fire for the people, more
fire for the people.
Say more jobs for the people,
more jobs for the people.
And more books for the people,
more books for the people.
And more music for the people,
yeah. Music for the people.
As the world hurls toward 7 billion more listeners, 700 plus either killed or held prisoners. 7,100 islands I've been missing, cause I grind 7 to 5 and I don't write the scriptures. As hot as the blockage, it's cold contradictions. Pen drips with honesty, I don't author fiction. Throw the competition the bone that they try to pick with me, and learn a moral lesson and marching forward to victory. No flag waving, celebrating your invasion. You call it Thanksgiving, we call it things changing. Everybody looking for the ladder, not the answer to the question. Wait until the cancer's in regression. Fresh from the northwest, the hottest thing lately. Like white celebrities buying black and brown babies. Got the town crazy over beats, rhymes, and life. Peace with adobo, grease, eggs, and brown rice. And I spark a fire for the cold in the dark. Peace and war, peace pumping soul in my heart. And no, they can't keep what they stole from the art. They love to see beef cause it throws us apart. More fire for the people,
more fire for the people.
More food for the people, more homes for the people, more clothes for the people, more schools for the people, more land for the people, more life for the people. Yo, I've seen souls get sold so coldly. See what a dollar can do to the tired and true. I speak boldly, composed of a melody tone. Whenever we hold the memory close, no telling when the reaper finna post and snatch a fan. Something that you can't capture with a camera lens. Amalgamation of the bolo and the hammer and pen. The truth hurts, no wonder people rather pretend. I annihilate a fake persona for spare change. Everybody's self-included is fair game. Inherited the trait to make both ends meet. Often make a brother feel like he gotta compete, but with each release I reach for peace. Others quick to reach for the peace, from here to beacon of bitch. To see freedom of speech, don't apply if you're silent. I shout like I'm trying to get heard on the island. Spark a fire for the cold in the dark. Peace and war, both pumping soul in my heart. You know they can't keep what they stole from the art. And they love to see beef cause it throws us apart. More fire for the people,
more fire for the people.
More peace for the people, more life for the people,
more life for the people,
more love 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 for the people.
Radio Basic CHRY 105.5, we back. Track you heard before the commercial was Wasun, Born Into Oppression. Track you heard after the commercial was For the People by Blue Scholars. They're out of the United States. Couldn't come back into a discussion immediately because the phones were lighting up tonight. A lot of people were inspired by what they heard about Mother Dora Lee Miller speaking out against the police terror that's being conducted in the Jane and Finch area that happened over the night of November 1st in her home. And we thank you, Dora Lee, for speaking out. For all those people who haven't mustered up the courage to speak out at this point, we thank you. We thank you for doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to defend you. I want to thank all our listeners as well for giving us a call, letting us know that you support us, letting us know that what we're doing out here at CHRY 105.5 Radio Basics is making its effect. And we also want to let our listeners know and remind people who don't already know that Radio Basics is the radio wing of Basics Free Community Newsletter. Basics Free Community Newsletter is a community newspaper. It's a people's newspaper. It's produced by the people and for the people. What that means is that we control it, we support it, we fund it, we finance it, we deliver it at your door. You know what I mean? We collect the stories from your door, put them back into the paper, and let the cycle reproduce itself just like that. Our distribution is growing year by year, month by month, day by day. We're getting bigger. We got new people coming into the organization wanting to, you know, help us do what we do. where in a couple years we've grown, you know, out of Lawrence Heights. We had a couple members and a couple thousand papers, and now we're up close to 10,000, and we're in many communities across Toronto. So if you're listening on the line, you know, feel free to give me a call after the show is done today. Let me know that you're interested. Email us at basics.canada@gmail.com and visit our website. You can check us out online at basicsnewsletter.blogspot.com, or all you have to do is check us out. Google us, check us out online, see what we do. We just put out the 16th issue of our newspaper. The headline issue, Canada's War in Afghanistan. You know, we're also covering progressive, revolutionary movements around the world that are inspiring us to make some change in our communities. We don't have to sit back and, you know, whether it be the hike of the TTC fair, you know, the victimization at the hands of Toronto police, you know, endless war, endless conflict, endless misery. You know, we don't have to take that. We can stand up. We can fight back. That's what we do with Radio Basics. CHRY 105.5. Stay tuned. Don't already know the instrumental you're listening to is JD. Rest in peace, brother. You don't gotta run, Toronto. Give us a call. CHRY 105.5 416-736-5656 if you want to learn more about Radio Basics, or hit us up online, basics.canada@gmail.com. And that's it for our show this week. You should check us out online. We'll be back. We're here every Monday, 8 to 9 p.m. And if you don't already know, this is CHRY 105.5. This is Campus Community Radio. This is the reason you heard some of the content that you heard tonight, which you would never hear on other mainstream media. So continue to support CHRY 105.5. Continue to support Radio Basics. We're out for this evening. Let's go out with another track. This track is another one by Wasun. The song is called Hate. It's off the Underground Railroad mixtape, which I was telling one of the callers who called in tonight. I was telling him about that. The Underground Revolutionary Underground Railroad mixtape is a musical compilation of young artists from all across Toronto who Wasun and the Hood to Hood movement is trying to bring together to bring peace to our communities, to convince our youth. You know, one of the things that Dora Lee was talking about is the trap that our youth are put into, the trap to get involved in things that are going to get them in trouble and get them in jail, get them with a criminal record, permanently unemployed, pushed out of the labor force, and you know, the rest is history. We know what follows after that. And you know, there are people who are fighting back against this. The victimization is not passive, and people are standing up and fighting back. This track is off the Underground Railroad mixtape. It's called Hate by Toronto's own Vaughn and Oakwood's finest, Wasun.
Plain clothes. Look that custody over there wearing stained clothes. What about that funny clown in the raincoat? My name is Donnie Brasco. We always say,
stop looking at me like a rat, bro.
Hard to trust you on people trying to eat when half the streets cooperate with police. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry banging for a while, repping flags like the UN to up their profile. I say peace, they look back and don't smile. And Screwface wild with a burner gone wild. Guns and gang unit promptly has them on file. They hate us, so the hood is on trial.
I love my hood, all I feel is hate though. I love my hood, all I feel is hate though. I love my hood, all I feel is hate though. I love my hood, all I feel is hate though. I love my hood, all I feel is hate though. I love my hood, all I feel is hate though. I love my hood, all I feel is hate though. I love my hood, all I feel is hate though.
The Portuguese don't get along with Italians, Jamaicans don't get along with the Africans or Latins. Imagine, same working folks but divided in fractions. Suffering self-hatred from the black skin. Southern Italians forgot where they has been. Beaten down by crooked cops who attacked them. And 41 to 59 broke their backs in. We go through this today, cops laughing. Using excessive force, government badges. Everyone quick to point the finger at black kids. Victims of capital, under attack in labor markets when they hate blackness.
I love my hood, all I feel is hate though.
But living cutthroat and keep enemies close to see them up close. KKK sent me mail, I love those. Ashbury's where I'm at, no need to duck foes. You dumb neo-Nazis wearing duck clothes. We duck hunt in the west and we'll pluck yours. Burn a cross in my hood, Joe, fuck no. We'll turn your white costume to a blood coat. This is not Jerry Springer or a butt joke. It's race warfare, ask Macho Terro. And watch Sun Music for those who love pros. Fuck it, get real physical, I suppose. At the end of the day, I welcome war over peace, like the US hit Middle East.
I love my hood, all I feel is hate though. I love my hood, all I feel is hate though.
Citizen, bastard children, niggas in hell's kitchen, men cooking, pillaging. Unemployment reached new heights, native villages. The Vaughn Road res, so real it's indigenous. Every year, youngins in the west make the pilgrimage. Like El Hajj, Malik Shabazz, underprivileged. In the after hours, make ends meet and niggas rich. Some get deported each year from sentences. Shorty in the shop got knocked, some remember this. He's still on the property, 13 can get it, still collect rent. Hope would survive, weather switch position. Up from slavery, Jamaican heritage. Deadbeat dads stuck in black single parents with seeds. Cause black men crumble under pressure. Kids growing up with no father figure, never get out the struggle. Quick to join your boy's hustle. Family is fam with brains, balance, muscle.
The Vaughn Road Rex,
this is life on the Rex.
The Vaughn Road Rex,
you know it's tripe on the Rex.
The Vaughn Road Rex,
lose your life on the Rex.
The Vaughn Road Rex, do you know the ledge?
The Vaughn Road Rex,
this is life on the Rex.
The Vaughn Road Rex,
you know it's tripe on the Rex.
The Vaughn Road Rex,
lose your life on the Rex.
The Vaughn Road Rex, do you know the ledge?
Yo, I got a feeling that they don't even know a little bit who they dealing with or really how legit it is. I'm Vaughn Road affiliate. Matter of fact, send it up to the internet cause we'll bring it to your vicinity. Your house and your residence, mouthful of Hennessy. I'm about to begin, give me a couch in a century. No pen, I write it down in my memory. There's not a youngin' out 17 who's ahead of me. That said, I duke it out with the enemy. Half breed, but I got the full breed pedigree. Mad fiends when the 4B in my denim jeans. Red J's cap all fitted with the letter B. And M.O.P. tatted on the side. My city is gritty, either you ratting or you riding. Shining cocky and be the victim of robbery. They pull out cocky, mata lo papi.
The Vaughn Road Rex,
this is life on the Rex.
The Vaughn Road Rex,
you know it's tripe on the Rex.
The Vaughn Road Rex,
lose your life on the Rex.
The Vaughn Road Rex, do you know the ledge?
The Vaughn Road Rex,
this is life on the Rex.
The Vaughn Road Rex,
you know it's tripe on the Rex.
The Vaughn Road Rex,
lose your life on the Rex.
The Vaughn Road Rex,
do you know
Every day ends with a bedtime story. Teach my son, know the ledge. Rule one, son never tattletale feds. Rule two, tattletale, you end up dead on this res. Organized like communist Chinese in red uniform, so much blood their eyes bleed. Daddy work 80 hour week, single parent whip, hair falling out, looked out of that Italian witch. My only wish to strive in this res life, keep the doors open like town talk on dead nights. When you shot dead, cause the res end life. Shots to the head, the wrong road res trife, never pro-life. Nowadays niggas not believing the truth, mentally dead, niggas not breathing. Locked away so many years, they not seeking a way out, cause cash rules not freedom on
the Von Road Rest.
This is life on the rest,
the Von Road Rest.
You know it's trife on the rest,
the Von Road Rest.
Lose your life on the rest,
the Von Road Rest.
Do you know the ledge,
the Von Road Rest.
This is life on the rest,
the Von Road Rest.
You know it's trife on the rest,
the Von Road Rest.
Lose your life on the rest,
the Von Road Rest.
Do you know the ledge?
More chops, go and tell them why I sent a message for cops. We got YOs, you know the art of making pork chops. Young Chef Boyardee's in the culinary arts, reading Panther books, telling those eating pork stop. Snitching before you get hit with four shots. This is psychological warfare, we gon' plot. Mind over matter, in the memory of pop. Drinking Hennessy a lot, selling around the clock. Dealers getting shot at y'all because he suck cock of the youth dealing. Fiending for the rock, so they turn heartless, get corrupted off chops. So the whole city and everyone is disgusted. But hire more cops, so we know they can't be trusted. Hug a thug, Fantino said don't show love. But that Mussolini need to get his grave dug with the fascists. Who responsible? Where the blacks is? In the hood, pumping out drugs, where the track is.
The next product on the block, so streets listen. Chopping food up non-stop in the kitchen. There's no bacon, so they end this, stop twitching. This is for goons and thugs, not Christians. The next product on the block, so streets listen. Chopping food up non-stop in the kitchen. There's no bacon, so they end this, stop twitching. This is for goons and thugs, not Christians.
Knowledge deficit in the 07, self no cash. Half illiterate from no class, but words flow fast. Ciphering outside the lobby, shoeless Joe Lass. Ray and nephew off the rocks in an old flask. Young and restless, hoop dreams for hunger, more cash. High off the scent, a new gear, but it don't last. Biography, life on the streets, it don't last. Like a rapist in the dark jail, dead so fast. If he's still living, try going after children. Stuck with brain damage in a wheelchair, bitching. Life is hell, dance with the devil, some fail. The recipe for disaster, line a rail. Will white sniff hell and stay free, skin pale. The black cell crack and fill the range, no bail. Why is that? KRS-One, question this track. Like my second half from childhood, quiz is back. The vibe change is not hip-hop. This is rap like 86, knocked hip-hop. This is crack, now the crack baby's all grown. This is fact, we backtrack from civilized to savage acts.
The next product on the block, so streets listen. Chopping food up non-stop in the kitchen. There's no bacon, so to end this, stop twitching. This is for goons and thugs, not Christians. The next product on the block, so streets listen. Chopping food up non-stop in the kitchen. There's no bacon, so to end this, stop twitching. This is for goons and thugs, not Christians.
Richmond Hill brought me up, raised my son in Oakwood. With drug runners, cloak good, and pigs, they roast good. Like Todd Bayless at 12th Division got loaded. My young ones, the government raised so good. Like hard dough, poor man militia, Truman show good. He KDB like Russian KGB, no crooks. For 80 G's, brothers drop not a million. That's a pipe dream, selling cracks in the building. While my son scream from his lungs, save the children. Understand I do recognize a need for killing. As long as it's property owners, God willing. Who own banks or other private owned buildings. Golden shower on the rich, left in a shower or ditch. Like P.E., fight for the power, don't snitch. And study how Castro make the sourhood rich. Stop watching Scarface to learn how we move bricks.
The next product on the block, so streets listen. Chopping food up non-stop in the kitchen. There's no bacon, so to end this, stop twitching. This is for goons and thugs, not Christians. The next product on the block, so streets listen. Chopping food up non-stop in the kitchen. There's no bacon, so to end this, stop twitching. This is for goons and thugs, not Christians.
I'm on shit. morceau gâteau, à femme et nous mettre pour sous-eau. Saut en bouffette, sauter compis des mises sauterelles. Même si c'est stress, lance sans cesse, exploitation en fait. Où gonfle, se passer sans son maman, toute nation. Où son conscience universelle avec un plus séquelle. On fonde de l'oxygène qui saine tant qu'on boit des veines. À craigne, on divise, on peut conquérir, on peut convertir. Pas j'en plaigne, on prie, même si corps déchiré. Même si on plaît, on pas prêt, j'en mets face au agri, on regarde les mémoires, on met lumière en plein noir. Influence mondiale sans égale, n'en broussaille, on compte prend paille. Vatican, esprit pyramidal. On joue diaspora, faut que nous retournions. Trop longtemps, nous gagnons moments sans maman, il est blessant. Ou fait me chanter, ou fait me danser, nous célébrer. Et pour ça, moi, honoré, ou à quelle belle pensée normale.
Africa male kuma, eh utiye wazishana. Africa male kuma, eh utiye wazishana. Africa male kuma, eh utiye wazishana.
Qui cru que l'enceinte de ce cantique, hommage à l'Afrique, fasse place à la critique. Je m'explique, dommage. Sagesse des rois mages n'est plus. La lumière a fui, et partout ce n'est plus. Une éclipse constante qui plane sur l'étendue du continent, du sud au supra-Sahara incluant. Réduite au minuscule quand jadis une géante, sa jeunesse mourante, ses cerveaux fuyant vers le nord, où l'hiver mort comme une gueule bavante. Pas besoin d'être savant pour se rendre à l'évidence. Fait accompli n'est pas concours de circonstances. Le poteau rose est béant, à son rebord le néant. Triste réalité, trop laide pour être sans sas. L'aimer des chefs d'état, trop sale pour être sans grâce. Ahurissant, assez pour hisser les cheveux restants sur la tête d'un chaud. Et pour cela, je vois la vie en mots.
Africa male kuma, eh utiye wazishana. Africa male kuma, eh utiye wazishana. Africa male kuma, eh utiye wazishana. Africa male kuma, eh utiye wazishana.
Africa, mi tierra, donde siento siempre en mi alma.
Depuis d'un ventre, la moitié ma collègue a qu'on s'est le centre. Yo t'es sainte, belle ta cousse et yon femme enceinte. Ma fin de dégager, ça c'est travail yon bête. Divin, opposé trahir l'humanité normale. Par en vain, yon jour gain pour respirer sans fin. Y'a respecto, y'a doloto, y'a honoro, y'a sanctifio, violence la guerre.
You've been listening to Radio Basics on CHRY 105.5 FM. I've been your host for tonight, Steve De Silva. Join us next week, when our host Kabir will be interviewing Chairman O'Malley, Chairman O'Malley Yeshitela from the African People's Socialist Party. And also be sure to check out Basics issue number 16, now available online and in your community. That's at basicsnewsletter.blogspot.com. This is Radio Basics, all power to the people.